If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Tornado outside Chicago.
There were about a dozen homes that were severely damaged.
Storm blasts Alabama.
There's places gone. It's totally just crazy.
Deadly crash on rain-drenched interstate.
The grief is more than I can put into words.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Wild weather just west of Chicago. A tornado did damage and knocked out power. Mark Puknitis is the fire chief in Naperville, Illinois.
We found this whole area stricken by tree limbs down and debris, windows broken to many of the buildings in this area.
Six injuries reported. There was some flooding at O'Hare Airport. In Alabama, the destruction's more widespread. A tornado spawned by Tropical Storm Claudette damaged Jackson Rayburn's home.
It was really, really scary. It was. It was just so strange, but it lasted such a short time.
More than a dozen deaths are blamed on the weather there, including 10 people in one crash involving several vehicles. It's believed they hydroplaned on a rain-soaked interstate near Greenville, Alabama. Two adults among the dead were fathers with their young children. CBS's Jesse Mitchell spoke with Michael Smith, part of a group that suffered a heavy loss.
It's a tragedy for Alabama. It's a national tragedy when you lose this many children.
Eight all traveling together in a van from the Tallapoosa County Girls Ranch, a nonprofit that provides a home for neglected or abused children.
There's no words that can describe the loss that we all feel right now. We love these children. They're like our children.
The kids, ranging from 3 to 17, were heading back to the ranch after a week at the beach. The ranch director was driving the vehicle and is the only survivor after being pulled out of the burning van by a bystander.
Well, it's a key week for the Biden domestic agenda. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports discussion is heating up on infrastructure and voting rights.
After a bipartisan group of 21 senators backed a compromise on infrastructure, Republicans are calling on President Biden to take the offer.
It's there for the taking. You just need to get involved and lead.
The roughly $1 trillion package is about half the size of the president's more than $2 trillion plan. It focuses largely on traditional infrastructure projects. But some liberal senators may not support it, saying it does not do enough to fight climate change or income inequality.
And on voting rights, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on CBS This Morning.
I wouldn't say we expect there to be 10 magical votes to appear from the Republicans in the Senate. They've been pretty clear that they don't want to make it easier to vote. So this is just a first step.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is moving to offer gender confirmation surgeries to vets for the first time. It's a move the department secretary calls a chance to overcome a dark history of discrimination against LGBTQ service members. It's believed there are more than 134,000 transgender veterans. Well, the mayor of Fort Lauderdale says a crash at a pride parade was an accident, not an attack. CBS's Mola Lenghi tells us a member of a men's chorus group hit other members, killing one and seriously injuring another.
The 77-year-old driver had ailments preventing him from marching. Police adding the man has cooperated with their investigation. The president of the Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus, which was participating in the parade, said in a statement the driver, as well as the victims, were all a part of the chorus family, adding that he does not believe this was an attack on the LGBTQ community.
Temperatures are easing off in the West after days of record-breaking heat, but there are still wildfires to deal with in the region. One fire in Arizona east of Phoenix has grown to 27 square miles and has forced fire officials to order evacuations in some communities.
It's spreading pretty fast up to the north and northwest, which is hitting towards those communities.
New health concerns in India, where some people who've survived the coronavirus have come down with a potentially fatal infection. CBS's Chris Livesay is in New Delhi.
It's called mucormycosis, a fungus found in soil, dangerously prevalent where hygiene is lacking, and deadly when a patient's immunity is weakened by coronavirus, says Dr. Chand Watil of New Delhi's Gangaram Hospital.
A lot of mortality if left undiagnosed and untreated.
More than 28,000 Indians have contracted the infection, officials say. To save them, doctors commonly have to remove sinus tissue, even the eyes.
Tokyo Olympic organizers say some local fans will be allowed to watch events at the Summer Games with a 50% capacity limit up to a maximum of 10,000 fans at all venues. They'll have to wear masks and won't be allowed to cheer. Now to Iran and the aftermath of the country's election. A hardliner is the new president, Ibrahim Raisi. He says today he won't negotiate over Iran's ballistic missile program, nor its support of regional militias. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says opponents are weighing what to do next.
They're simmering. They could decide to hit the streets or protest in different ways. And he must be careful and mindful of that, because the last thing that Iran wants right now is people pouring into the streets in an open display of anger with the administration.
In Reynosa, Mexico, just over the border from McAllen, Texas, 14 people were shot and killed in an attack blamed on a drug cartel. The local governor says victims were innocent citizens. The violence prompted many businesses to close. A man's under arrest in Russia in connection with the killing of an American woman. The body of 34-year-old Catherine Serro, who was in the country studying for an advanced degree, was found in a wooded area over the weekend, 4 days after she went missing. Her sister Marie says her last contact was a text to her mother that said, "In a car with a stranger. I hope I'm not being abducted."
It's hard to say whether she wrote it or whether her phone was taken and someone in the car wrote it, but I know that she was terrified in that car.
Russian news reports say the suspect has a history of violent crimes. Well, new dad John Rahm won golf's U.S. Open on Father's Day.
This is very, very incredible. Very, very hard to believe. It almost feels like this is going to be a movie that's about to end and I'm going to wake up soon.
He's the first Spaniard to take that major. It's his first at age 26, and it comes 3 weeks after he was sidelined by a positive COVID test. That took him out of the Memorial Tournament, where he had a 6-stroke lead. A lot of travelers are doing what they did before the pandemic hit: hunting for low-cost airfares.
Despite summer flights filling up and ticket prices taking off, there's airfare relief on the horizon.
The window is really closing for cheap summer flights this year. Flights for fall and winter and beyond, airfare is still extraordinarily cheap.
Travel agent Scott Keyes says obtaining low fares is a matter of timing.
There's a time in advance of travel when cheap flights are most likely to pop up. Not too early, not too late. The better the fare, the shorter it tends to last.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
35-year-old sprinter Allison Felix made her fifth U.S. Olympic team, finishing second in the 400-meter event at the Olympic trials. Felix goes to Tokyo looking for her 10th Olympic medal, and if she gets it, she'll become the most decorated female athlete in the history of the Games. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.